driving safely requires full and sustained focus. This is usually the first bit of advice given to young drivers, but a host of behind-the-wheel distractions, especially cell phones, can make driving a risky or even life-threatening experience for teenagers. The Virginia Senate has just passed a law which delivers a clear message to novice teen drivers in that state: hang up and focus on driving. Behind the wheel is not always a safe place for teenagers to be. That concerns Virginia Senator Jay O'Brien.
Teens make mistakes. That's part of being a teenager. But behind the wheel, you make a mistake, and sometimes you cannot recover from it. You can get killed, you can get permanently disabled, or hurt other people in the same way.
Many teens, he says, don't seem to be aware of the sometimes fatal risks of not taking driving seriously. They're so accustomed to doing several things at once, they're easily distracted from what's happening on the road.
They're laughing and they're talking to their friends and using cell phones, text messaging, and using BlackBerry to try to get instant messages off the internet without a clue how dangerous this is.
The legislator has tried for 2 years to eliminate that distraction with a bill banning drivers under age 18 from using cell phones or other wireless telecommunication devices. Finally, last month, the legislation passed.
The reason it passed with such large margins this year is I think most legislators finally see the connection between cell phones and the distraction. This is not a teen cell phone ban because it stops when the driver is on their 18th birthday. So this affects 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds who just got their driver's license.
I think it's a very good move because when you're just learning to drive, it's especially important that you have that full focus.
Timothy Smith is a certified driving instructor and author of Crash Proof Your Kids, Make Your Teen a Safer, Smarter Driver. While acknowledging that cell phones are a distraction for drivers of any age, he says they are especially dangerous for new teen drivers.
We have learned to multitask, for better or worse, over years and years of driving as adults. But teens are still trying to take in all the things that happen visually on the road to keep track of other drivers, to make their car be safely and in control. If you ban it during the time when they're learning to drive and they're developing habits, I think it's far less likely that they're going to be heavy cell phone users as an adult. So I think a ban on cell phone use by teenagers is going to save lives.
Though all states have passed laws to protect young drivers, traffic accidents are still the number one killer of U.S. teens. Smith says laws that ban cell phones or require the use of seatbelts will save lives, but he stresses that ensuring the safety of teen drivers also requires updating driver education programs.
Over 90% of car crashes, particularly those involving teens, are not accidents at all. They are crashes with fault involved, with driver error involved, and that driver error has multiple causes: distractions, inexperience, disregard of driving rules, intoxication, all those things. But I think what we've been doing to train teens for the past 60 years, since 1949, has not changed, but road conditions have.
And that's what Virginia Senator Jay O'Brien is working on now.
I've got a study right now to look at driving programs in Virginia and in other states to make sure we're preparing our kids, training them so that they're able to get on the highways and they're fully trained. Sadly, I have a constituent who lost her daughter in a car accident middle of the day. She was an honor student. She just drove right in front of another car. The mother is really pushing legislators to try to reform the training programs at our schools so that these young teens are better prepared to get on the highway.
Senator O'Brien says while government officials can enforce laws and revamp training programs, parents have an important role to play in keeping young drivers safe behind the wheel. He recommends they make sure their teens are aware of the hazards of driving, practice their new skills, and follow the rules of the road. I'm Faith Lapidus.